And speaking of the need for a roof, as near record and record lows hit the region and parts of the nation this week, the thoughts of many may have turned to those less fortunate, those with no home or shelter, and therefore no means for heat. Since 2007, the population of Washington and Benton counties has experienced an increase of 12%. And according to the 2013 Point in Time Homeless Census, the homeless population in those two counties has grown 108%. The Seven Hills Homeless Center in Fayetteville, while not a shelter, does help those find housing through various programs and is the only homeless center in the region, serving clients over to Harrison and Mountain Home. To meet the growth in the homeless population, Seven Hills is expanding its services. In particular, their education services. Melody Kuchaba, Seven Hills Development Director, says the center is a firm believer in reaching people where they are at, whether in transitional housing, on the street, or at the day center on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Fayetteville.
When you're working with the homeless population, it's really important to meet them where they're at, assess the whole person and the whole situation, and then to help them move forward. And we believe that one of the best ways to do that is through education and life skills. It's something that we've always offered, but there is a huge focus on it in 2014 and expanding the programs, expanding the things that are taught, the classes that are taught, to make it more holistic for the person experiencing homelessness.
In addition to the services they currently offer, such as showers, a food pantry, and clothing at the day center, mobile outreach, and various housing programs, Seven Hills will be growing their educational services by 2/3 or 66% in the coming year. Education Director Tiffany Hansen says that somebody comes to the center because of some sort of deficit, whether it was by that person's choice or out of their control.
Over the years, we've kind of had an assessment of what our clients, what we feel like when they come here, what kind of education we can provide for them that will, we always say, help them stabilize themselves and help them get independent again. That's kind of our goal, is stability and independence for our clients, so that we're here for a time to help them and to give them all that we can, and then when their time is done here, they're able to live sufficiently and with stability in the community again.
And to get people back into the community, Seven Hills Services focus on 6 educational opportunities, beginning with the biggest one, financial freedom and money management, the main source for many crises. It can also help people evade crisis in the future. Hansen says that successful clients have said that this was a big help in that success. An expanded employment course should also prove to be beneficial.
So we will offer an employment class. So if somebody's lost their job, we'll be able to give them the basics again, help them build a resume again, help them fill in gaps on a resume. We will also be able to provide some coaching with them for interviewing purposes. Also, somebody who will be hopefully, not now, but in the future, be working with some businesses within the community of Northwest Arkansas to maybe help our clients obtain a position within maybe that organization.
Other courses offered include an anger management and communications course, time management, stress management, and parenting. Core areas Seven Hills has seen that clients are able to utilize skills in their daily lives in order to reach stability. Many clients have been through the eviction process or have had issues with a landlord that has caused an eviction. Another class will teach the law in Arkansas between a tenant and a landlord, but also what a tenant's responsibility is and give solutions to potential problems. But who is teaching these classes?
Well, the nice thing about Seven Hills is we've grown a lot as an organization, and we are utilizing the staff that we have now to teach most of the classes, in fact, all of the classes. So we have staff that have areas of expertise in different areas, and so we are utilizing the Seven Hills staff to teach the majority of those.
Hansen says they would also like to utilize the community in teaching supplemental courses beyond this core.
If there's somebody in the community who says, hey, I'd really like to connect with the clients that Seven Hills have, and I feel like I could offer this skill to them, then we want to connect with those people and have them offer it a supplemental class. That might be a 1.5-hour class where they come, maybe they work at a bank and they are really familiar with credit reports. Well, that's something our clients would really benefit from. So we're offering, you know, we're trying to make the connections for people to come in and teach.
Volunteer opportunities do not have to revolve around these core subjects. Seven Hills is working on a Food Matters supplemental program, and they even offer a yoga class. Hansen says they are open to whatever a community member has to offer. Interacting with the community in that way is beneficial to the clients.
It leaves our clients with a feeling of that they've been invested in. And I think that's an important thing, that they see that we're not just Seven Hills, but the community is willing to invest in them and to help them succeed. I think that's important.
The growth of the homeless population has caused this growth within Seven Hills. Hansen's position here was once part-time. Their community offices have moved various times, but most recently into the E.J. Ball Building on Center Street in Fayetteville. Here is where many classes will take place, one or maybe two each day by March, in a small classroom to the right as you walk into the door. To furnish this room, the organization has called upon the community via Facebook to see if it could supply 20 black folding chairs. The request, though not yet fully fulfilled, was answered.
We actually did receive an email just recently that somebody is willing. Actually, their organization, I believe, is going to get together with her coworkers and help provide chairs for the education program. So we were really excited about that.
The response to the new offices and educational facility just off the downtown Fayetteville Square has been positive, though first thought may have been otherwise, that people don't want homeless people to be visible.
What I've noticed is the people within this building have actually come down and said, hey, I work up here, I have some donations, how can I help out?
Melody Kuchaba says that part of that may be related to the statistic that 78% of the region's homeless are homeless for the first time.
It's not people that are necessarily looking for a handout, they're looking for a hand up. And I think that Fayetteville and the Northwest Arkansas region is well known for wanting to provide hand ups to folks who are looking to make life changes and who are looking to be back in their community.
Seven Hills also offers an array of psychoeducational groups and hope to offer computer and internet skills along with GED building skills further down the road when the equipment for that is secured. But they call this expansion in education a step toward that goal. To contribute a chair, make another donation, or to volunteer, call 251-7776 or visit sevenhillscenter.org. This is Ozarks at Large.